Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey,
what up, y'all?
What up, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes,
where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. We yes. are so glad that you are here
yes.
today. Yes,
yes. Shawty no she with the best.
Y'all, that is our jam. Okay, like
you're welcome, sweetie.
Who's every time I
Kyle.
Kyle, I'll be like, who sang that song again?
You're welcome, sweetie.
It is.
Because I was like, sweetheart, you got to hear this song. It's so hyped. And the first time she listened to it, she's like, oh, that's cool. It's cool. Now she.
Then he played it another time and it just like really.
Because it's hype. It's, yeah, if you have never listened to Yes by Kyle.
Listen to it and thank us later.
Yeah, and it has like Lil Yachty and stuff. But you can get the edited version. So we have the edited version that we play.
Yeah, please get the edited version.
Yeah. That we play, and it'll get you hyped in the morning. So, like, I play in the morning, get yourself hype. It's good, man.
You know what else gonna get you hype? That good intro
yeah,
song.
See, you know what?
Music,
see, I knew what you was doing. See, I knew you was doing that, because, see, that's what you be doing.
I live for these moments
you
right
do
here,
you now. Where I catch oh, you do up. You really? Right.
Got him.
She got me that time. That's all right, though.
That's right. Hilarious. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. My name is Gabrielle, aka Gabe, and I'm joined by my wonderful husband of almost 9 years.
That's nuts. It's nuts, though.
It's crazy, right?
It's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
My name is Chad, aka Babe.
We make videos about our life.
We do. We make videos about our life 3 times a week. On Gay Babe TV. So go over to check out Gay Babe TV.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what we look like and you're just listening, come on over to Let's Make Out Podcast on YouTube and you can join in the fun and watch
That's
us
right.
recording this right now. So,
yes.
How's your week been? What are we on? Week 6 of quarantine? Has it been 6 weeks? I think so.
I think it's been 6 weeks.
I was thinking about that because I was like, it's about time to take this hair out. And I feel like it's been 6 weeks because I got it done like 2 days before they shut everything down.
Who would have ever thought that we always do like, you know, vacation hair. Who would have ever thought you were doing quarantine hair?
Right. This is my quarantine hair.
It's your quarantine
it's
hair.
It's crazy.
It was supposed to be like, you know, like just getting ready for the summer hair. But
man, well, I got these to get ready for my LASIK surgery.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I wouldn't have to deal with my hair.
That's right.
While I was recovering. The recovery time is only like a week or so, but I didn't want to be fooling with it. Yeah. But I've had the hair, but no surgery. So I'm hoping that...
Probably in May, it'll probably open back up.
I'm hoping.
I wonder how many people, it also depends on how many people have had to cancel.
They had to push.
So,
true. Where are you going? Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. If I can't get it done in May, I might have to wait because I'm not trying to be recovering on my birthday month. So, we'll see.
Yeah. So,
we'll see. I'm keeping hope alive for May.
That's right.
That I'll be able to get my... LASIK done.
Yes, that'll be nice. I hope that she can get it done. That way she can, you know, I'm not the one to put contacts in my eyes. That's just not something I do or I will ever do.
It's not something that you've not had to do. But I feel like you would if you had to.
God is good because out of a family of everyone that wears glasses, dad, mom, Mark, Dion.
Dion wears glasses?
I think he has contacts now.
I didn't know
that. So Mark does contacts too. Both of my grandparents on mom's side, the pictures I remember of my dad's parents.
Really?
Glasses.
Wow. Lucky you.
Aunts.
Okay. We get it.
Glasses.
Okay. We get it. Maybe our children will get your eyesight.
Yeah. They're going to get my eyesight. Yeah, like, yeah.
Woo. When I tell you, before I had my LASIK, I was like a -9. Like, if you know anything about glasses prescription, that's like.
Girl, you're like a perfect 12.
The worst.
You're a perfect 12.
Thank you.
You know,
as opposed to a perfect 10?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And opposed to a -9.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
You've never been a -9,
Thank
child.
You. So, yeah. Anyway, enough about bad eyes and all of that stuff. What else has been going on? Let's see. Oh, I watched the Clark sisters. Finally got to watch that. I'm a little bit late. Babe watched the tail end of it with me. And it was really good.
Yeah, the parts that I saw, it was like seemed to be really good.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm always surprised when Lifetime movies are good and not Lifetime.
It didn't feel like a Lifetime movie.
It didn't feel like a Lifetime movie. It was very well done. And a lot of the stuff I didn't know about the Clark sisters, I mean, like, you just know them as this like legendary group like of Christian singers, but you don't know, well, gospel singers, but you don't know like the ins and outs of relationships and all that stuff.
So craziness,
it was really good
man.
To see. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I grew up hearing the Clark sisters. I'm sure a lot of you.
And I wasn't sure if I knew any of the songs, but there was one song they were singing that I was like, oh, I recognize that song. But I didn't know who was singing it, but I just recognized the song. So.
Yeah. So it was good.
It was good. What else?
What else has been going on?
I've been watching a show on Netflix called Outer Banks. It's like one of the top 10 trending, you know, shows on Netflix right now. And it's a bunch of cast members that I've never seen before. But it's about like, they live in the Outer Banks, I need to look it up where the Outer Banks are.
Oh, is it like a real place?
Yeah. Outer Banks is like a real place. I need to look and see where it's at. So basically like they're searching for like, a shipwreck, like treasure that, like, you know, back in the day. So it's some, like, some teenagers. His dad was a treasure hunter, and now he's...
Oh, they're teenagers.
Yeah,
the cast is teenagers.
Okay. And now that they're trying to find the treasure that his dad went missing, and so it's actually
pretty good.
It's not like kiddie. It's actually like...
Like a Stranger Things type?
Yeah, kind of like, they're teenagers. Like, they're like 16, 17 years old, so it's like, but it's got, you know, it's good so far. I was like, I'm actually kind of impressed. I was kind of hesitant because I was like, it's probably going to be, you know, but it actually was good. It's good so far. So I'm watching that.
Let's see what else.
I've been watching The Last Dance. Oh my goodness. It's just so crazy thinking, man, I just remember as a kid watching Jordan play.
Yeah.
And Pippen. Like, now there's things I'm learning that I had no clue about.
Really?
Like,
I feel like I need to sit down and watch it with you.
You should watch them, and then I mean, because you've only missed 4 episodes, we've got 6 more episodes to go.
Oh, okay. Are they hour long episodes?
Yeah, hour long episodes.
Okay. But, every time you say The Last Dance, in my mind, I think of Save the Last Dance. Every time you say The Last Dance, Save the Last Dance.
It's crazy.
Is what comes to my mind.
Say that, I know, right? It's crazy. The whole this isn't really giving anything away, but like the reason it was called The Last Dance. It's not because Jordan was going to retire after that.
Oh,
like,
really?
It wasn't because he happened to retire, yes. But what actually happened is Jerry Krause, the general manager of the Bulls.
The Bulls.
Apparently didn't like Phil Jackson. And so he publicly came out and said, this is Phil Jackson's last year with the Chicago Bulls. We will not be renewing him. And Michael Jordan then said, I'm not playing for another coach.
Shut up.
So because Jerry Krause didn't want to pay Phil Jackson and didn't want to, for whatever reason, he broke up a dynasty that had just won 6 championships in 8 years.
So they did get rid of Phil Jackson.
Yes, and that's why Jordan
and
retired.
And that's why Jordan. Really?
So Jerry Krause.
I never knew that.
So Jerry Krause and the lady from Lion King. What's her name?
The lady from Lion King.
Not Lion King, but the Tiger King. What's that
Carol Baskin?
Those are the 2 most hated people right now during quarantine. It's trending like the Jerry Krause and Carol Baskin.
That's hilarious.
Are the 2 most hated people right now. Because basically we found out that he broke up the Bulls.
Nobody knew that. nobody knew that before? It was not public knowledge before?
I mean, I'm sure some, I mean, insiders, I'm sure, knew that, but that Jordan literally said, and they showed
him. So that makes sense as to why he came back.
That's why
he wasn't ready.
And he went to
retire.
A different team.
And he went, yeah. That was always weird to me. Like, why would you?
He
not
wasn't
come
ready
back
to retire. They just won six championships in 8 years.
That was when basketball was good. Not that it's not good now, but I remember watching.
Now, there's
that
so much
basketball with Nana and Papa. Oh, man, we would watch. Remember, they would play the Knicks.
Oh,
and
my
the
goodness.
Man,
Pacer, like, Pace, Reggie Pacer, Miller on the Pacers.
Reggie Miller. Like, that was good basketball.
Basically, there's so much in The Last Dance I've learned. Like, and you've got to watch it.
Yeah.
If you're a Jordan fan, even if you're not, if you're a basketball fan,
just watch it.
It's amazing.
Okay. Well, now you got me.
There's so much stuff. I can't even tell you all this stuff right now.
If I could catch up. By the time the next one,
you too deep in the mustard to catch up, Shotty.
I'm only 4 episodes behind with your lame joke.
You like
your
that? Too deep in the
joke.
Mustard
He's
to catch
so
up?
Funny.
Y'all get it? Okay, whatever.
Anyway, I think what else has been going on? Potty training took a turn for the worse.
It took a turn for the worse.
Reagan has been struggling. It's like she relapsed. Like all of a sudden, she just started peeing without going to the potty. And we're like, girl, what is happening? Now, we also transitioned her to a big girl bed. So part of me was like, because they say that kids can regress when there's a major change. And I'm like, well, that was kind of a major change for her.
A big time change.
So maybe that's it. And then the other part of it is I feel that she's holding her number twos. Like, she's not quite ready to do that yet.
She doesn't understand that, like.
Yeah, so.
That they come together sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like that's been contributing to her having more accidents also. I don't know. I really thought that we were, like, in the clear that she gotten it.
Yeah.
And it was just a
But you know what today? But today's been a good day.
She doesn't have it.
Yesterday was not a good day. Today has been a good day. She's actually done one and two multiple times in the potty on her own.
Yes.
So today is a very encouraging day. Exactly.
So
now, she's ruined all of our chairs, though.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I need to reupholster all of
the table chairs.
Table chairs, because it's been a situation. We used to put plastic under the towels, and then I think we forgot about putting the plastic
We
under
got
the
comfortable.
Towels. We got
comfortable. We got complacent and comfortable.
Yep, and we were reminded that she's just not all the way there.
Moral
yet,
of the story,
so.
If you get complacent and comfortable, you're going to get pissed all of your stuff. That's the moral of the
That's
story.
That's not the moral of the story. Okay. But if any parents out there have any experience with children regressing in the potty training stages, please share your tips, because I'm about to go crazy.
Or if you have an upholstery service, let us know.
Let us know if you want to come reupholster our chairs.
Fix these chairs.
We are taking that also, okay? Whatever you want to offer, we are taking it, okay?
Exactly,
so,
right.
I mean, basically, we've just been doing the same thing we've been doing. Like, trying to keep the kids occupied and entertained, and, you know, making sure that they're getting adequate, like, you know, school time for Chad Jr. And outside time for Reagan is like loving outside these days, and just making sure that they are active even while we're trying to get work done. Like, this the hardest thing, like this balancing act of trying to get work done,
trying to spend time
with the family, make sure everybody gets adequate attention. Chad Jr. asked us the other day, like, why do you guys work so much? And we're like, I'm sorry.
You're normally at school when this is done. I think that we look at this as a blessing, because we're excited to be able to spend the time with them. But it's one of those things where you still got to get the work done, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, you're here, so you want to spend the time with them, but you know at the same time you got to get work done. Like, it doesn't stop. Thankfully,
deadlines haven't stopped.
Yeah. So it's a very interesting dynamic.
It is.
Especially for Chad Jr., because he doesn't, you know, he's smart enough to get it, but at the same time he doesn't fully get the whole work thing, right?
Yeah, he's still trying to figure that part out.
Yeah.
But
we're meeting him in the middle. We're doing things that he wants to do. We just got him a new bike. Got him a big boy bike. So he went from his like 16-inch little, you know, the kid's bike. We got him a 20-inch BMX, a real BMX bike. And it's a little big for him, but I made it so where it fits him really well. And he loves it.
Yeah, and he'll be able to grow into it.
Oh, and he's so fast on it, too. He was riding with me, and he was moving. I was like, this is exciting, because he can go so fast now.
he's a pro, Shana.
He is.
Riding with the big kids in the neighborhood.
I love it.
It's so cute. Big boy. So I know we have a lot of parents out there that are listening, and you're probably dealing with some of the same things that we talked about.
Yeah.
So if you ever find yourself struggling with toys for your little ones in your life, and you want to like find the cool things, but you also want to educate them as well, then I want to tell you about Little Passports, because you can get the best of both worlds. And Little Passports is a subscription box full of toys and games for children of all ages, and it educates and entertains. So the Little Passports box is delivered right to your door every month, and each package contains exciting hands-on learning for kids ages 3 and up, which is great.
Yeah.
So you can feed their inner scientists with a science expedition pack, which is pretty cool. And it has like experiments to try. You can make slime and all of that stuff. Or you can learn about what makes every state great with the USA edition subscription. So they have like boxes for younger ones that are like learning about travel. And there's a lot of different options. So it's an award-winning subscription box that has parent-tested, parent-approved seal. And it's only $12.95. a month.
Can't beat that.
So it's tons to explore right from your own home with Little Passports. And for our listeners, Little Passports is offering 15% off any price. Little Passport is offering 15% off the price of any subscription. So that means your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time.
Yeah.
All you have to do is use the offer code LMO at checkout for 15% off your order. That's LMO at littlepassports.com.
Check it out, y'all. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. So let's get into some questions.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to let you pick the book today.
I don't know. I feel like we're missing a book. Right?
Oh, there's a small one right here.
Let's do the small one.
Okay.
This is the 300 questions to get people talking.
That's right. All right. Pick a number. Shouty.
Let's do...
I'm going to try to pick the number she's going to pick.
182.
Dang, I was 197. That's what I picked for you.
You just thought that you just knew me that.
That was close, though.
That was pretty close. I give you that.
It's like, I what, 15 that. Off? Okay.
Almost.
Well, that's a good one. What food were you hesitant about trying but now love?
I feel like I love everything.
You do. You like food.
I'm not a picky person. I'll try anything twice. So I'm trying to think, what is the last thing that I tried that was new? I can't even tell you that. Sheesh. What is one thing I was hesitant to try? I think probably before I had sushi, I was probably hesitant to try it. But I absolutely love sushi. But I don't know that I was actually hesitant. Probably just like, you know, ew, raw fish. I don't know about that. Yeah, I feel like sushi is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But I mean, mind you, I've been eating sushi for years, so I don't even remember the first time I had it, honestly.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even, this is just a guess. Like, there's literally nothing that I can think of.
I know, you like
that I
all
don't,
the crazy
I don't
things.
Like liver. That is one thing that I just don't like. Mm. But everything else, I've eaten.
Hmm.
And I'll eat.
I mean, I can name a bunch. Sushi, obviously, was one.
Wasn't the avocado one, too?
Avocado.
Mm-hmm. I got him in the avocado.
Spinach. Like, raw spinach. I had, like, canned spinach.
Yeah.
Like, Popeye spinach. But...
Popeye spinach?
Yeah, like, canned, because he'd always open the can.
I was like, what? It's a Popeye brand spinach?
Look at my arms.
I can't deal with you. You're picky, though, so I feel like that's more of a question for you. That is on one today. Okay.
Popeye, man. That means you're the craziest show.
I introduced Chad Jr. to Popeye like maybe like a month or so ago.
Oh,
I was like,
goodness.
Have you ever heard of Popeye's? We were trying to get him to eat his vegetables. We're telling him that it makes him strong like Popeye. And, of course, he was like, who is Popeye? So he had to go back and show him who Popeye was. Mm-hmm. So we watched a couple episodes. He was like, oh, okay. so funny looking at these old cartoons from decades ago.
So like, funny because there ain't nobody trying to get big forearms but little skinny arms. What?
I know, when you look at Popeye's body type, I'm like, dude.
I'm like, what? Did he?
You look a mess.
Did he do it? Did he have muscles implanted into his forearms? Is that? It's not even real.
So weird.
He got a botched surgery.
Oh, hilarious.
He's going to be on the next episode of Botched.
You know, I've never watched that show. I've seen like little clips here and there, but I've never actually like watched the show.
Neither.
I think we need another question.
Okay. I'm going to go with 197.
Oh, 197. Oh, these are all food. Can we get out of the food?
Oh, okay.
The food
216.
Questions?
Is that still a food one?
216. No, this is just random questions.
Okay, cool.
So, what activity were you surprised to love after trying it?
What activity was I surprised
mm-hmm.
to love?
That's kind of like the opposite question, because I feel like you do all the activities.
I know.
Like,
I know. I think the one that I didn't think I would love as much would probably be golf.
Really?
Like golf was never something interesting to watch until Tiger came around. Tiger made it fun and exciting to watch. But it was never like, oh, I just, you know, I got to watch golf. I got to play golf. But when I started playing, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. And it's a chance for you to, you know, it's hard. So I think that I started to enjoy it and really love it because of how difficult it is to be good. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Every day. Every shot is a challenge.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't think that I have any. I don't really like too many activities. So, like, I don't even know what activities I like, honestly. So what is it that I've tried that I was surprised to like? If it's sports related, I don't want to do none of it. Like,
true.
I used to really like tennis back in the day. And I don't know what happened to that. But, well, I did make the team. And then I just said to hell with it and never picked up a racket again. But
how dare you, tennis coach?
How dare you? I was trying my hardest and didn't make the team. But, yeah, I don't think that I have an answer for that. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe running. Like, I've never been a running before. I didn't grow up a runner. Like, that's not something that I did. I just didn't do it. But I did get into running. And I still enjoy running. I just don't do it as much anymore. Yeah. But that's probably the one thing
that's a good one.
I wasn't sure. I had no idea what I would think about it. And then I ended up really liking it.
That's a good one. Yeah. And you know what? I can get cycling. Actually, like, not bike riding, cycling. Like, actually competitive riding. That ended up being a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because there's so much strategy to riding. When you're riding a lot of miles, like, you have to think about how much water and how much electrolytes you're taking in. You have to take in gels every 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
like strategy.
So much carbs. I've eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the bike before. Mm-hmm. Like, granolas, bananas, like, there's so much strategy that you don't think about. You think you can just go ride the bike for 50 miles. Nah.
You can.
But you're going to be hurting.
You're going to be struggling.
So, So I think cycling probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good questions.
Okay.
So today we're going to talk all about the Enneagram.
The Enneagram.
And our numbers with the Enneagram. Now, I will say this. We are not like experts in the Enneagram world at all. We are very much novice.
Speak for yourself.
I
went to Enneagram school.
Shut it. Essentially, the Enneagram is a personality test.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a circle of 9 different personalities. And it says that everyone emerges from childhood with one of the 9 types dominating their personality, with inborn temperament and other prenatal factors being the main determinants of our type. So it says we're all pretty much born with a dominant type. And then, like, we learn how to adapt with our early childhood environment, and those adaptations and, like, the environment that we are subject to can kind of, you know, help grow the Enneagram number. Sorry, Reagan is a mess over here. Okay, so if I seem a little distracted, it's because she's doing all the things.
All the right things. Now. Everything.
So like I said, it's this circle of 9 personality types, and they are, so you have like a dominant, and then you have like a wing type, which is one that you also identify closely with, and then they all have like centers. So there's an instinctive center, a feeling center, and a thinking center. So it's 3 numbers for each center. And then for each center, there's a dominant emotion.
Yeah.
So let's go through this. For numbers 2, 3, and 4, they're in the feelings center. And the dominant emotion there is shame. And then 5, 6, and 7, they're in the thinking center. Their dominant emotion is fear. And then 8, 9, and 1 are in the instinctive center. And their feeling or emotion is anger/rage. Mm. So it's a lot. Like,
it's a lot.
Our goal here is not to explain the Enneagram to you completely, because we are still trying to figure it out ourselves.
Exactly.
But we did take a few tests.
Yeah.
And we have figured out what our like Enneagram numbers are. Now, the first test we took like a long time ago.
Was like the app, like the main app that you can do.
And yeah, it's an app. It's like our, let me tell you what it is.
And it takes a little bit longer. The second one we did today was a little bit quicker.
Yeah, it was a little shorter, and it varied a little bit in terms of like the results, because the thing is, you're supposed to take the Enneagram test based off of like how you have been most of your life.
Yeah.
So it's not like, so maybe you used to be, I don't know, a really selfish person and now you have grown and you've become better. You're supposed to answer the questions based off of how you've lived your life the most. Mm-hmm. Like, if that makes sense. So the app is RHETI Fool, and that is where you can take the test. We'll also put a link in the description in the show notes so you guys can take your Enneagram test. So now that I've done all of the explaining, took the test, and figured out what our numbers were, and then I actually bought a book by Ian Crone. It's called The Road Back to You, and it's like a great book to help you kind of discover what the parts of your Enneagram number means, and it's kind of like designed to help you to grow. So it's funny because I found out my number and then I read this book and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a horrible person. I hate my number. I hate it. And Babe was just cracking up laughing at me. He was like, you're not a horrible person. And I was like, no, look, see, it says this. It says
I'm a horrible person.
It says
this book says it.
So literally, if you get the book, it may not make you feel the best about yourself, but the point of the book is to grow. So yeah, it may make you feel a certain way. I'm gonna read this little piece from the back of the book. It says ignorance is bliss. Except in self-awareness. What you don't know about yourself can hurt you and your relationships and how you make your way in the world. It can also keep you in the shadows with God. Do you want help figuring out who you are and why you repeatedly stumble into the same self-defeating patterns? Consider the ancient personality type system called the Enneagram. This unique narrative-based approach allows you to see and experience the world through the eyes of people who represent each of the Enneagram types. So it's like, you know, beginning with the changes you can start making today, the wisdom of the Enneagram can help you get on the road that will lead back to your best and truest self. So that's the whole purpose of it, is to learn about why you do some of the things you do and how to like correct them.
Yeah, yeah.
So without further ado, I feel like I've done a lot of explaining.
Yeah, so without further ado, I can jump into my one.
Go for it.
That way Gabriel can take a break from talking.
Sheesh.
So
you're going to start with the first test? Because your first test was different from your second test.
Yes, I will start with our original one that we took.
We don't quite know what Babe's number is.
I still think that my dominant number is a 7. But there's similarities between the two tests, and that's why those two tests seem to be the most accurate out of the 3 that we took, because there were similarities in the results versus the one was just like all over the place. It was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so yeah, my results, it says that my dominant one is 7, the enthusiast. That was 100%. They're all based on percentages, so like it doesn't equal up to 100% overall. It just it's based off percentages.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so mine was a 7, and then my next one was actually 8, the Challenger, and then the next one was 2, the Helper. Those are like so 7, 8, 2.
I don't think that they necessarily go in order like that.
I was going by percentages.
I don't think that the percentages matter.
Okay. All right, maybe the percentages
don't
matter.
I don't know.
Okay, we don't know. We're still trying to learn. So basically, so the 7, the Enthusiast. Get down to it here. All right. The busy, productive type. 7s are extroverted, optimistic, versatile, and spontaneous. Playful, high-spirited, and practical, they can also misapply their many talents, becoming overextended, scattered, and undisciplined. They constantly seek new and exciting experiences, but can become distracted and exhausted by staying on the go. They typically have problems with their impatience and impulsiveness. At their best, they focus their talents on worthwhile goals, becoming appreciative, joyous, and satisfied. Pretty much
bad.
Me to a T.
Oh my goodness. He's always looking for something new to get into.
Yeah. So, essential qualities, essential freedom and joy. Basic fear is of deprivation and being trapped in emotional pain. Basic desires to be happy, free, and satisfied, to be fulfilled. And then life script. So, like what my script of my life would be, in search of. This says in search of sex experience, but it's experience. Key motivations: want to maintain their freedom and happiness, to avoid missing out on worthwhile experiences, to keep themselves excited and occupied, to avoid and discharge pain.
Mm-hmm. The 2, though, because 2 yeah. is
the helper.
The helper. So we feel like those were the 2 we were trying to decide for Babe.
Yeah, so because this was the helper, the caring and interpersonal type. 2s are empathetic. I'm not too great at that. Sincere and warm-hearted. They are friendly, generous, and self-sacrificing, but can also be sentimental, flattering, and people-pleasing. They are well-meaning and driven to be close to others, but can slip into doing things for others in order to be needed. They typically have problems with possessiveness and with acknowledging their own needs. At their best, unselfish and altruistic, they have unconditional love for others. Essential qualities, essential love and sweetness, basic fear of being loveless and that there is no love, basic desires to feel love, to be at one with love, to be a source of love in the world, and life script in search of closeness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't know. Hearing those, I feel like you identify more with the 7.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, I think that there was the other test. They had a little different explanation of the helper, and so we can go through those too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's funny, in the book, like every chapter is dedicated to a number, and it has this thing at the beginning. It says, "What's it like to be a 7?" So it's like 20 different things about what it's like to finish something. So I was gonna pick a few that I okay. thought was like a dead giveaway for okay. you, and then you can pick some for me. But let's see. This one I read it and was like, this is definitely bad. It's hard for me to finish things. When I get close to the end of a project, I start thinking about the next thing. And then I get so excited, I sometimes just move on. And I always joke about Babe because you are legit always doing something else. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about the course of our marriage, it's like he jumps from like one interest to another. So there was like golf. You were really interested in golf, and like you went like so hard on golf, and then you were over that, and then you got into CrossFit and you did your CrossFit thing, you got your certification, you did all of that, and then you switched over to coding. You went to school for coding and you did all of the things, and then you were like, I'm over that. But oh, in between that, there was drones. Drones was like already a part of you, yeah. But then you got back into it and was like, I'm doing all of the drone footage. I'm doing all of the, it's like you hop from one thing to another.
Looking for the next adventure.
It's like, it's always like looking for the next adventure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I definitely felt like that was you. Here's another one that's classic, babe. When things get too serious for too long, I usually find a way to get people to lighten up, often by telling jokes and funny stories.
That's definitely not
like,
me.
Totally you all the not time. I mean, so, have you met
so
Chad?
Base. So off
he
base.
He is such a jokester.
Book is crap.
Oh my goodness. And then another one is, I think that this, it kind of goes along with the first one, is I quickly get bored with the same routine and like to try new things. And you're always, it's always something new with babe. That's just like the beauty of you. Like, it's always something. So that's the basis of what a seven is.
I always, but it's funny because I always tell Gabrielle the only thing steady that I feel steady in my life about, like that I'm not like always trying to, you know, improve or, and I think it's, you know, I don't think it's a horrible thing to like want to improve your routine or trying to make, you know, yourself a better person each day. Mm-hmm. I think I'm always going to be striving to do that. Like, I'm always going to be thinking of ways to do that. Or, but I think the one thing I've always told Gabrielle, the one thing that's steady in my life that doesn't need to change that I love is her and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like literally, I always tell her, I'm like, I'm trying to find like what is my passion, you know, what is God got for me? Like, what's my passion, you know, for me? Like, I feel good with my wife and my kids, but what about like internally? So yeah, I think that, yeah. So that's why I think I get restless, is I'm always trying to search for, like, you know, I think I'm trying to like, okay, God, is this it? Like, I'm trying to, you know, it's hard for me to sit still and just, you know,
just kind of be,
pray about it. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's interesting. It's I don't know when that started. I feel like it started just from being a kid that couldn't do anything ever.
Mm.
You know, like to where, you know, when I went off in the army, I just everything, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. But it's true though. It's good though. All right, what you got, Shally?
So for me, I am a 3, and
she's so cute.
I'm not a fan of it. 3 is the achiever.
Achiever.
And I score highest on 3, 6, and 9. 6 is the loyalist, and then 9 is the peacemaker. So the achiever, I just feel like it's all about everything. It says the adaptive, success-oriented type. 3s are self-assured, attractive, and charming. Ambitious, competent, and energetic. They can also be status conscious and highly driven for advancement. They are diplomatic and poised, but they can also be overly concerned with their image and what others think of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sound familiar?
Yep.
They typically have problems with workaholism. Is that right? Workaholism.
Yeah.
And competitiveness, which is crazy because I swear I'm not competitive.
So competitive.
At their best, self-accepting, authentic, everything that they see. Lord, at their best, self-accepting, authentic, everything they seem to be role models who inspire others. So it says essential qualities is essential value and glory. Basic fear is of being worthless and deficient without any inherent value. Basic desire to feel valuable and worthwhile. Life script in search of validation. Like,
so true.
So, I mean, like, hit the nail on the head. Like, this is my life. Welcome to my life, okay? So it says key motivations, want to be affirmed, to distinguish themselves from others, to have attention, to be admired, and to impress others. Don't I sound like a horrible person? Like, I literally cannot even get through reading this. Like, is this my life? Oh my goodness. Which one, did you keep going? Where did you, is that where you stopped?
That's where I stopped, yeah.
So, yeah, it's very interesting.
It is interesting. I think the two, what this, you know, let me see that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that what this means, I think I always tell her, I'm like, you're not a horrible person. This doesn't mean it's exactly you, like, to the T. It's not describing you. It's describing the personality type. That doesn't mean that all of those apply.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take, you know, you take the good with the bad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, and Ian, he also says in the book that he's like, this is not like a badge of honor either. You're not supposed to like take your Enneagram name and use it to excuse the way you behave. Like the whole point is to learn about the unhealthy habits and change them, not like excuse them by, oh, well, that's just characteristics of a three or whatever, you know? So
I'm finding some that I think
finding
that she
some
is.
That he thinks. But yeah, it took me a while to accept that I was a three because I was just like, really? Is this my life? You know, like some things, like it really takes, I don't know, some introspection about like why you do some of the things you do. And it's like, why am I really seeking that? Or is that really the reason why?
Yeah.
You know, really the reason why maybe like, you know, I was going to say unpositive, but I don't know why I wouldn't just say negative, but like negative criticism maybe hits me so differently because I'm seeking validation from other people, like little things
like
that.
Seeking acceptance.
And yeah, it's just really eye opening.
Yeah. So I think one right here, the first two are good. The last one I'm going to reword.
Then you're going to reword.
The keys to my happiness are efficiency, productivity, and being acknowledged as the best. That's what they say. Mm. Yours are happiness. Your keys to happiness are efficiency, productivity, and being acknowledged.
You don't have to reframe it.
I mean, I don't think you want to be the best. I've never seen you as someone that like, I'm the best. I want to be known as the best.
No.
I think you want to be recognized as
just good at what I'm doing.
Successful in what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's why you.
Yeah, I don't need to be the best.
She never wants to be the best, but she wants to be known as, acknowledged as being successful in her field.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when people slow me down. She's very like,
that's so true.
She wants to like, if someone's slowing her down, she's just going to do it. She's like, you know what, I'm going to do it myself. Let's see. I keep a close watch on how people are responding to me in the moment.
Mm.
So if we,
you think so?
Comments. Mm. Comments or engagement. You know, that's true. What are people saying?
That's true.
And then it's hard for me to name or access my feelings.
So true. I just don't talk about them.
Yeah, she just don't talk. I
do eventually. Like, it takes me a
long
time.
When this describes the three, sweetie, it just, there's most of these other ones are not even close to being you.
You're so funny. I beg to differ. I think it's just being nice.
No, seriously.
But I feel like there are.
Name one.
Let's see.
Let me see.
I love setting and accomplishing measurable goals. People say I don't know how or when to stop working. That's a big one. Like, I hear it from babe. I hear it from my mom. Like, I've heard it from my friends. Like, can you stop? Like, can you turn off? Like, it's almost like this just always being on type of personality.
Yeah, true.
When it comes to being a three. So, the other test that we took today, it was a little different. It still rang true for me. It said that my types were 3, 6, and 5. So instead of 3, 6, and 9, it said 3, 6, and 5. But I like the way that it kind of laid out some things. It says how to get along with me. And it says leave me alone when I'm doing my work. Give me honest but not unduly critical or judgmental feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Help me keep my environment harmonious and peaceful. Don't burden me with negative emotions. Tell me you like being around me. Tell me when you're proud of me or my accomplishments. Mm-hmm. So what did yours say? How to get along with you on that second test? Because your numbers were...
Yeah.
What were they?
Mine were 2, 7, 6. Let me see. Right here. Okay. So for 2... The helper, how to get along with me. Tell me that you appreciate me. Be specific. Share fun times with me. Take an interest in my problems, though I will probably try to focus on yours. Let me know that I am important and special to you. Be gentle if you decide to criticize me.
That's for 2?
That was for 2.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so like words of affirmation, my love language. All of these really rung true to that.
Yeah, so that's why we were like, Maybe two. I don't know.
Yeah. So then did you do both of yours?
No, I just did my top one.
Oh, yeah. So Helper was my top
one. We just read about seven.
Yeah. So seven, it says, how to get along with me. Give me companionship, affection, and freedom. Engage with me in stimulating conversation and laughter. Appreciate my grand visions and listen to my stories. This is something that, yes, I be telling stories, and she don't be wanting to listen sometimes. My girl, listen to me, shout it. So funny. Don't try to change my style. Accept me the way I am. Be responsible for yourself. I dislike clingy or needy people. So true. I love her independence because I can't stand when people are not. And don't tell me what to do.
Ain't that it?
Yeah, it's true. Like, that I don't. Definitely. Yeah. I don't want to be told what to do. Like, but like, you can. Gabriel knows how to, like, it's, hey, we need to do this. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't be like, you just need to go do this. I'm going to look at you like you stupid. And I'm like, I ain't about to do nothing. I would do the exact opposite. You tell me to take the trash out, I'm going to bring the trash from the trash bins in. Okay?
Such a rebellion.
Yeah, but I think that, I've always been that way. I've always been the one that went against the status quo. Mm. Yeah, I've always been the one that challenged authority. And
that's what I love about your personality.
And that was bad. Don't get me wrong. When I was younger, and even, you know, there's times where I wasn't good, and I wasn't, you know, didn't do it in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I could have been more professional or done it a different way, but it's something that I'm thankful for because I've learned how to do it better now.
Yeah.
But I helped. I really believe that I helped change a lot of things for people by speaking up. And so I will never change that because, you know, I think that helped. And somebody has to do it. Somebody has to be the person that's going to be, you know.
It's true.
So that's, it's interesting. This one was definitely interesting. I like the explanations of this second one we took versus the first one. The first one was a little broad in
this one kind of breaks it down.
This is a little more specific,
a little bit more, and it also talks about like what you like being about the number and then what's hard about it, so we'll get into those too.
Absolutely. So so we're talking about, you know, our personalities and happiness, and that, you know, speaking of happiness, that's something that, you know, that a lot of people struggle to find, you know, and even us sometimes we're struggling to find that inner happiness, right? And especially what's going on in the world. So I kind of want to ask you, you know, if there's something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from, you know, achieving your goals. We kind of talk about this, I think every podcast we talk about things that we're dealing with and how we're trying to be better. So I would want to tell you about BetterHelp. We actually talked about them before. So BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, the really cool, platform, because they'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Okay. So a real person that's licensed and actually does this for a living. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help. It's a professional counseling service that's done securely online. So that's really cool. You can do it right from your home where you're comfortable, your space. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many of the areas that you live in. So that's great. The service is available for clients worldwide. So no matter where you live, you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which is important to find someone you're comfortable with. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and you can visit their website and you can read many of the testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com/LMO, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So a special offer for all of Let's Make Out podcast listeners, you get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/LMO. So go check them out.
Yeah.
Great service. And let's find our happy.
Okay.
So
let's see what I like about being a three.
Okay. It
says being optimistic, friendly, and upbeat. Providing well for my family, being able to recover quickly from setbacks and charge ahead to the next challenge, which I think is pretty accurate. Okay. Staying informed, knowing what's going on, being competent and able to get the work done efficiently, and then being able to motivate people.
Okay, that's good. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with those.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that the motivation piece, you know, it comes with your coaching and yeah, absolutely. And then what I like about being a seven, being optimistic and not letting life's troubles get me down, being spontaneous and free spirited, being outspoken and outrageous. It's part of the fun. I do say some pretty outrageous things. Like, yeah. But I do it. Like, people know that's me.
That is you.
Being generous and trying to make the world a better place. Having the guts to take risks and try exciting adventures. Having such varied interest and abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's...
Varied interest and abilities. Yeah, like,
very accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Okay. Yeah. All right. So what's hard about being a three?
Okay. So what's hard about being a three is having to put up with inefficiency and incompetence. The fear of not being or of not being seen as successful. Mm. That's major for me. Yeah. I think more so like
major key. Father Assad. Sorry. We the best. Go ahead.
Are you done? Sorry. Are you done?
We the best music.
Are you done?
Sorry, go ahead. I'm done. I'm completely done.
I was just going to say, I really feel like not necessarily being seen as successful, but to be successful, to see myself as successful is like major for me.
Absolutely.
Like, it's so big. Comparing myself to people who do things better, struggling to hang on to my success, putting on facades in order to impress people, always being on. It's exhausting.
That's like all of those are like to the absolute T.
Like, but I hate to admit like putting on facades to impress people because I don't feel like
that's the one.
I try to impress people, but I do think that I guess if you look at me, I think it comes with me not being so open about my emotions and feelings that from the outside it looks like everything is good.
Yeah.
Like I've had, you know, even friends, if I share something, some be like, oh, really? I didn't know you experienced that. And it's like, well, why would you think?
Yeah.
Why? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, you just seem like everything is perfect. Like everything is great. And I think that it's not that I try to put that out. I just don't take the time to focus on the negative parts necessarily, or if I am focusing on it, I don't let other people know.
Yeah, she doesn't want. She doesn't try to burden. You know, she don't want to burden other people.
It's like
she
feels like she's gonna be burdened. Yeah,
like me. You know, so for you know, and if you've been watching for years on our vlog channel, then you've seen her progression as being more and more open throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was even progression with me, like for her to open up with me more and more. Mm-hmm. Now I know, I mean, no matter what's going on, I can read her like a book.
Yeah, now he knows.
And so, but yeah, so she's not putting on a facade. She's just protecting herself, you know?
Yeah, it's more of a protection.
It's like a wall of protection
I feel like I've grown up with this wall of protection. And then I think even being in the public eye has made me put it up even more, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying, like to not put anything out there that could be used against me or could,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying. So it's just like this, yeah, you got to work really hard to get past that wall.
That's really good. And then what's hard about being a seven, not having enough time to do all the things I want. Not completing things I start. Not being able to profit from the benefits that come from specializing, not making a commitment to a career.
That's interesting.
It's true. No, it's true. I mean, it's trying to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Having a tendency to be ungrounded, getting lost in plans or fantasies.
Yes.
Yeah. Feeling confined when I'm in a one-to-one relationship. No.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, that's one that I don't see.
I think that that's the exception.
Like yeah, I think that that's the exception. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but that could explain why I don't have really any deep friends, possibly.
Oh. Maybe not just romantic relationships.
Yeah, probably. Maybe it's just one-to-one relationships in general. Because it doesn't pertain to our relationship.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, maybe that's a reason that I don't have a lot of very close friends. Because
that's a good point. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, maybe I don't, you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. But but yeah, so I mean that, you know, this one was a little bit better explaining.
Yeah.
And again, like I, you know, what I first told Gabrielle is that there's not everything about these. Don't do these tests and then automatically, yep, that's me. That's me. It doesn't all have to be you. Matter of fact, none of it is you. It's just an explanation of a personality type.
Right.
You have to then look at each thing. Okay, does this pertain? I'll throw this one out. That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And then if it does pertain truly, then that's where this book can come in handy. Yeah, and that's where research can come in handy, where you can then start picking those things apart. And if you don't like them, see how you can maybe possibly change them.
Yeah,
because you know?
This book, it goes through, it talks about like your number as a child, in relationships, at work. It talks about your wings, your spiritual transformation.
So like whether you like honey barbecue wings or you like, you know, mustard, like spicy mustard, like, do you like dry season wings?
It talks about like what you look like when you're healthy. So like if you're a healthy three, or if you're a regular average three, or if you're an unhealthy three, it kind of like lays out what some
that's
of
those pretty cool.
characteristics look like. And then the chapters end with paths to transform. So
those are pretty good too.
A couple of mine here. So for me, like the number one thing it says, it's important for every number to develop a practice of silence, solitude, and meditation. But it's particularly essential for threes since you place such a high value on activity and productivity, which was like so key. Because I'm like, if I'm not
major key
doing,
sorry,
if I'm not doing something, I kind of feel like worthless or useless.
Yeah, she, like, I always tell her she's such a busybody. Like, just, you don't have to be doing something right now. It's hard for her to relax.
Absolutely. And then it says, challenge your definition of success and craft a new one based on your feelings, desires, and values, not those inherited from family or culture, which is really good because when you think about the idea of success, a lot of times our idea of success is based off of what we see. How much money are you making? Where are you living? What are you driving? Like all of the outside factors, you know? And
absolutely.
It's like, no, maybe success is just doing what you love. Are you happy every day
absolutely.
In what it is that you're
because,
doing?
You know, it goes to that thing that money does not bring does not make you feel successful.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you look successful. It gives you opportunities, but it does not make you, it's
absolutely.
Not going to make you happy.
Another one was, have at least one close friend whom you can be real and vulnerable with. As a three, you probably have a lot of friends, but make sure some of them are people who can love you when you're a complete disaster, mm-hmm. not just when you're protecting your image of success, which kind of goes back to like just letting the wall down and being real about, you know, how I feel. And then this last one, it gives you 10 ways to transform, but this other one was definitely a reminder. Take a vacation and do not bring work with you. That has not happened yet, but it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen this year.
As soon as outside open back up, I'm on the first thing smoking on a true vacation, okay?
Vacation.
Man.
Okay, so
what are some ways that a seven can transform?
No, as soon as we get a vacation, man. We are not working at all.
Honey.
AKA not vlogging.
Not vlogging, not Instagramming. I just wanna lay out on the beach and just enjoy it. Without having to show it.
Okay, so this one says, practice restraint and moderation. Get off the treadmill that tells you more is always better.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's hard to be content with just getting the work done. This is one that I've always wanted to do better. Develop and practice the spiritual discipline of solitude on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exercise daily to burn off excess energy.
Yes.
That's why I do two workouts a day.
Definitely need that.
I literally been doing two workouts a day. Give yourself a pat on the back whenever you allow yourself to feel negative emotions like anxiety, sadness, frustration, envy, or disappointment without letting yourself run away to escape them. It's a sign you're starting to grow up.
Mm.
Yeah, so facing things head on. Yeah. Yeah, I mean that, but There's
so much.
There's like, so much in this book.
It's, we can only like scratch the surface when it comes to
Enneagram. And we haven't even scratched members. Fully yeah. uncovered the surface for ourselves. So
yeah, like we are still learning. So this book is really good, The Road Back to You. And then there's also another book called The Path Between Us, which talks about the relationships between three and seven. Like, yeah. So, well, all the Enneagram members, but between them. So those are both really good books. Take the quiz, the test, if you've never taken it before.
We'll link it down
just
below.
Just so you can figure out like what your number is. If any of you have taken it before, share with us what your Enneagram number is and how that has been for you. Like, did you agree with it? Was it helpful? Like, you know, share your experience with the Enneagram. And if you have any resources, feel free to share those as well. There is like there's another podcast that I listen to that talks about like all things Enneagram. I was going to share it with you guys, but then there's also a couple of like Instagram pages that I follow that have, you know, like things about different Enneagram number types. Okay. It's just nice to see like different information. But this podcast, like people come on there and talk about like just their life and it's called Typology. So they talk about like different struggles with their numbers and things like that. So it's a really good podcast. Yeah. Check it out. Yeah, that's basically
what we had
to talk about today.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of give you...
We've been kind of all over the place because the kids, but...
Yeah, hopefully you got something from this. Hopefully you learned a little bit about us, you know, and how we tick. But then also, hopefully, this has either sparked your interest in checking your own numbers out. Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, our philosophy is you can always grow. You can always get better. And if each day you're taking one small little step towards being better, then you're
on the right path.
The right path. Like that's all our goal is every day. Yeah. You know, small little steps. I mean, if God says that we can have a faith of a mustard seed, then why can't we take the smallest little step towards being better?
Yeah.
And it matter. Right? But problem is we're all trying to take these big gigantic leaps, right? Towards being better when that's not necessarily realistic for most of us. So, so hopefully this helped and everything will be in the show notes or in the description box. If you're watching, you can actually also keep up with us at Twitter. Let's Make Out Pod. You can keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Let's Make Out Podcast. And please send us your questions. Send us if you just want to say hello, whatever to, you know, Let's Make Out Podcast at gmail.com. And
ask Gabe and Babes if you have any dilemmas or situations you want us to cover.
Podcast topics.
Yes, we'll be back with those next week because we've gotten quite a few.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back with those. And we'd love it if you'd rate and review the podcast.
Absolutely.
Like, if you've enjoyed listening to us, if you've learned something from us, if you've gotten a laugh from us, we'd love it if you would just review and then maybe share it with somebody who could use a little bit of laughter also. Like, we'd love that.
So. That's right. Major key.
I can't. Please
yes.
stop.
All right. So with that, we appreciate you, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Deuces.